a lot of go down to the farm and buy it off the farmer, as long as you didn't see him, mamish, go and pick it off. So Rashi Bavatsla Yirenu Hachove Shuleiket Minanatias. Even though, as long as you don't see him, mamish, pick off the young 1 year old tree, you're allowed to eat the fruits. So anytime you have a suffix, if this fruit is orla or not, then chutzlo shall not eat it. So according to Beis Shammai, a tzlat tree is a suffix orla or not, because he's mesufik whether this tree is called a tree or called a vegetable. So according to Beis Shammai, you should be allowed to eat all the fruits of this tree during orla, during the first 3 years. So if you're looking for coolies, why are you only making like the Bekivam? Be making like the Beis Shammai, and eat even the kafris, even the Yenis also. And the Gemara portion. We have a kiva, but Malkum Rabbi Lezer Avdin and Kavasi. At least there's a machlekes. So we kiva connected Rabbi Lezer. So even though an Eretz Yisrael will machle like Rabbi Lezer, then Chusos I make like Rabbi Kiva. Mashenkein, who Beis Shammai, the Malkum Beis Tilla in the Mishnah. We have a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Tilla. Since we pass like Beis Tilla, Beis Shammai is not called the Mishnah at all. So it's not even called a Man Diyama to be make along. Shrashi ain't a Mishnah. We ain't there Sufik Yelavadei. Obviously, a tzlaf tree is not called a Suffolk Orla the first 3 years. It's considered like a Vade Orla. So therefore, if you know you have you're growing a tzlaf tree in the backyard, and you know it's only 2 years old, it has it in Orla. So therefore, he held that the pre itself he threw away. It was Orla's Osabano. But the rest of it, he ate like the bikini. For the Gemara now, Akasha, the tapit lay the nasta shaymala pre. We ask Akasha, even according to Rabbi Kiva, how could you say that what's called the fruit only like the Yoinis itself is called its fruit? Vashek came the kafrisin, that's the shell around it, like an orange shell, that's not called the fruit. Therefore it's mutatit anola. But even though it's not a fruit, the tetzel that denas the shaymer the pri. It's a shaymer, it's something that's watching the fruit. Rachmana Omer, the Torah says, by Ola, the first 3 years, we are out there more lost by Espirioi, a new pasuk Espirioi. What are we dashing? As hatoful Espirioi, something that's toughful to the pre, to the fruit itself, or my new shema the pre. The shema, the something that's watching, like the shell around the fruit, even though the shell itself is not edible, but since it's watching the fruit, the Hilchos Ola, it's considered like the pre, and it's also. So how could you say this kafrisin? You're allowed to eat the shell around the avyonis, around the fruit itself. The chur, the shell, should be like a shomer. And the shomer is also an orla. Rashi, but typically, dinamik Rebbe Kiva, even more hold like Rebbe Kiva, the Amalinian Meister. So Kiva himself was talking about Trumas and Meisteris. The last Tereninu, he said there, what do you have to take off Meister from? Only from the avyonis ikapri. But the shell around it is not called an oichel, you don't have to take off Trumas and Meisteris. That's good for Meister. Avalinian orla, but Nageyat Havalach of orla, should be Asiru, should be also kafrisin. It's the shell around the fruit should be also for Olam. Devil is Shomer. Because since the fruit, the shell around it is a watcher, is a Shomer. For the pre, Hilchas Orla, that's also also. Amarava, the Teretz is, Amarava, Heichi Amrinan, denounce the Shomer the pre. When do we say something that's watching the pre, has a lach of Orla like the pre itself? Heichi the Easter Bein Matalas Bein Machuber. Even after you pull it off the tree, the Shomer is still on it like an orange peel. Even after you peel the orange off, you still have to peel around it, that's called the shomer. Abahocho, by this clap, by this ifyonis, this prehim, the mechuberisa. When do we have this shell around this fruit only when it's attached to the tree? The tolish, but later when you pull this fruit off the tree, later. The kafrisin, the shell around it is not there anymore. Trashi, but tolish, later. Soifish, neiflemenu. It falls off by itself. Kishimagil is special. Even when the fruit is still on the tree, this shell falls off the fruit by itself. That's not called a shomer. The shomer only means something that's on it even after you pull off the tree. But the more eisvei abayit, have a kashra on that you say. Pitmo shorimun. Pitmo arimun is what pomegranate. The pitmo, that's like the flower around it. Shrashi pitmo shorimun ha perach, the flower. Shebroish on the top of it. Kain sheesh the tapuchim. You have around an apple, a flower on top of it. Is mitzarefis. That's mitzaref to the rima to the pomegranate itself. Hilchos tuma. By tuma, you have to have a shear of a kebetz to oichum. And then, if a sheris touches this makabel tuma, let's say you have a rima that's a little bit less than a beitza, and this pitma, this flower, makes it into a size of a beitza, it's makabel tuma then. Vashenkein vaneitchaloi. Vaneitchaloi. That's like the pre around. That's like the shell around it. The outer shell around the pomegranate ain't mitzaref. It's not mitzaref. So if you only have less than a beitza of the pomegranate, and this outer shell is the kizamakabatum. Now, me the kamer on nechla and mitzarev, since you say the nate, the outer shell around the pomegranate, is not mitzarev, al mod lav oichelu. The Kuri is saying it's not considered an oichel, that's why it's not makabel tumah. The Tony Gabrioli, no, we learned by Hilchos Orlo, klipe rimoin, what about the klipin? That's the snake, the klipin, the shell around the pomegranate, of our nature loy, and has klipe rimoin means the ika shell, that we got a pomegranate right now. Our nature loy, that's the outer shell that grows on it when it's on the tree. Klipe yagoizin, who are nutshells, the hagarinim, and the pit of all fruits, is chayavim borla. You see, it is chayav borla. So what do you see? You see the shell around the rimoin is also considered orla. It's considered a shayma to the pri. That's called part of the pri, filchus orla. Now this rimoin, this pomegranate, this outer shell falls off it before it comes off the tree. And when we get a pomegranate, we only have the inside shell. The outside shell fell off it before when it's still on the tree. And still we see for Orla, the outside shell, the rimon, is called a pri. So that kasha bayos. Why do we say die the kafrisin? You're allowed to eat the kafrisin, that's the shell around the slav pri, that shell around it is also called a shema. Yerashas, chayavim ba'orla, the rachmona rabbinu, the Torah says a shemer is called a pri for Orla. May ace period of a topula period. Now behind Nate, this outer shell around the pomegranate lays the shana batolish. Shekishin is yavish when the fruit starts to get ripe is neifel miala klipa. It falls off the klipa itself. And still we see filthus orlo, it's called a pre. So Khuri still you see a shame of a pre could be called a shamer even though it's not there later when it's pulled off the tree. Even though it's only watching when it's on the tree, still it's called a shamer. So a back shreya by us by the slap tree, how come you're allowed to eat the kafritzin, the shell around the avyain is, it's a watcher, it watches the pre, let it be called in the orlo. Hello, I'm a rabbi, not you say. Hey, chiyar min the nas to lay shame of the pre. When do we say something's called the shame of the watch of the pre? It's bottled to the pre, it's called the pre. Hey, chadisha b'shaz g'mar pre. So at least on the pre, when the pre gets finished, even though it's only on the tree, but that's when it's finished. Of the high kafris, by this slap tree, this shell around it, lay se b'shaz g'mar pre. When the pre gets finished, even before it gets finished, the outer shell falls off. That's not called a shame. So the Gemara, that's also not true. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Yomer Rav Abahua, Hani Mischali Diola. Mischali means young dates. Trashu Mischali means betamri. By date, Kikafris Betlat. This Mischali means the shell around the date. When a date first grows, it has a hard shell around it. The Olam is Asiri. Still, you now have enough from it. Of the first 3 years. Why? The belt that's called the shemet watches the date. The outer shell watches the date. So the first 3 years, you can't have enough from that shell. Now, the shemet peri amis. When does the date still have the shell around it? Heavy bekufra. That's only before it's ripe. Trashi bekufra, keshatzmarim ketanim. When the dates are very small, then it has the shell around it. Kaidim bishulim, before the date starts to get ripe. When the date gets ripe already, the shell falls off it. The shell is only on it when the date is not ripe. And still you see it's called a shamer. So you see a shamer, even though it's only there beginning when the tree starts to grow, still at that time it's called a shamer. So by to shrev, by kafrisin, it's a shamer for the pre. Why is it mutanola? So correlate shamer the pre. And for the Gemara, Rav Nachman, I tell you, sovolok Rav Yosi. Rav Nachman himself, that holds its usher, holds like Rav Yosi. So Drashi, Rav Nachman, Rav Yosi, the Kufra heavy pre. It's really we still hold our svara that a shomer has to be there when the pre is finished. If it falls off before the pre is finished, it's not called a shomer. I by tomorrow, we see it's called a shomer even though it falls off before it's ripe. The Torah says no. He holds like Rav Yosi that even a Kufra is considered a ripe fruit. It's considered a ripe date already. So since the shomer is there when it's ripe, that's why it's chayv and orla. The Tanan. Rav Yosi Oimer Smoder Osa Mifnei Shupri. Smoder means a very unripe grape. Even though it's very small, he or still it's Osa because it's called a pre. What are you talking about, Trashi? Smoder Osa Anovim Kivon Shinofol Aprach. As soon as the grape, the flower, fell off it, The whole gagra nirin, it's nearer the whole bull, is nearer lats my kori smother. Okomer of Yeis, the kivin shabola klaf smother, as soon as the grape comes that size that you can tell it's a bull, it's a grape, kori pri biyosim ishamola. Already it's osim ishamola, it's called a pri. So according to Rabbi Yossi, these dates, when it has the shell around it, it's already called a pri. So therefore, the shomer is called the shomer of a finished pri. Mashenkin, by kafrisin, it's not a finished pri yet. So the Gemara, pligi Rabbanon alei, and Rabbanon dingzachan Rabbi Yossi. So I hold that Rabbanon, like the Rabbanon, in fact, it's not called a shomer, because it's not called a pri yet. So by us, by kafrisin, it's also good. The kafrisin falls off the avyonis before it gets ripe. So since it's not on it, when it's ripe, it's not called a shomer. But the Gemara, no, it's also not true. Maskev lara simi men adoi, ovishar ilani mi pligi, is there a machlekes by other trees, exactly when is a fruit called a fruit? There's no machlekes there. Mi pligi rabbon olay, the rabbon dingzach on yabyasi, means by shar peres, everybody's maskim. As soon as you could tell it looks like a fruit, it's called a fruit. So who are here by kafrisin then, it's also called the fruit. It should be called the shayim of the pre, it should be yosef. The yotanan, may aimafai and kreitzin as the ilonis b'shriyas. Halacha shriyas, the seventh year, the peris have the kedusha on it, that you're not allowed to ruin the peris. Peris says, lo'ochlo v'loy lehefsit. Fruit that grow on shriyas, you're not allowed to throw away. You have to eat them. So if you have a tree that's growing on shriyas, you're not allowed to chop down the tree. When? When the peris are on it. Before the peris grow, you're allowed to chop down the tree. So Toys there's the kasha it's about tashkis. But I said it's talking about a tree that the wood is worth more than the peris. It doesn't give off that much fruit. The wood of it is worth more than the fruit. So as bal tashkis, you're allowed to chop down the tree because the wood is worth more. But now if it's on shriyas and there are peris on the tree already, you're not allowed to be mafsid the peris, so you're not allowed to chop down the tree. Now when are the fruits called the fruit of shriyas? All the trees, as soon as it gives off a ball that you can see it looks like a fruit, that's already has kedusha shriyas, and not allowed to be mavatal the tree anymore. Beishil loyim it depends. Hacharuvim by boxer mishia shoshu. Has to have a little more of a form, look like a boxer. Trashim mishiruvim kimin shoshorish shachruvim. Has to look like a boxer already. Beagafanim by grapes mishia yigro. That's a little bit of bigger size than smodim. We'll soon see. Smother we had before is the smallest size of the grape. This is the biggest size of the grape. We'll soon see how big it is. We have zeisim by olives, mishinitsu. It's a bigger shear also. Drashi, mishigodl hanets sovu. Means when it has this shell around the olive, that's when it's called a pri. Vashenkin, shar korlonos, but all other fruit trees, when are the fruits called a fruit? Mishiyatsiyu. As soon as the fruit comes out, it's called a pri already. Now, the Yomer Ravasi, Ravasi explained, what's this shear of a gefanim? By grapes, it says mishigro. What's the shear mishigro? So Ravasi, who boiser? That's the size of a boiser. That's a bigger size of a grape than a smother. Who gerua? That's the same shear of a gerua that we have in our Mishnah. Who pulalovin? That's the size of this bean of a pulalovin. For the Gemara, pulalovin said, who's talking about beans? We're talking about grapes. Ela'ema shiurak pulalovin. It means when the grape gets the size of this bean, that's when it's called a pri. But our core point of this is called what? Boiser, which is bigger than smother. Now, man shamet le diyama boiser in. Smother loy, who's this Tana, this Mishnah, that says the grapes have to be a bigger size? It has to be the size of a boiser, which is the size of this bean, and it's not enough the smaller grape of a smother. L'chur rabbonin. This goes according to rabbonin. Because according to Rabbi Yehudi, he has before he holds the grape is even called the grape by smother. That's a very small shear. Here it says at least it has to be the size of mishigro, which is boiser, which is the biggest size. So the chur, this is the rabbanon of Rabbi Yehudi. So you see the rabbanon that dings achan Rabbi Yehudi and says that a smother, the small grape, is not called fruit. Uketani, they themselves hold that shar korlonis mishiyatsiyu. Vashenken, all other fruit trees, as soon as the fruit comes off the fruit is called the fruit. So, Ibazoi, what do you see? That all fruits, by all trees, as soon as the fruit looks like a fruit, it's called a pri. So, a backshare by slaf now, our tree, this evyonis, this fruit, avada, looks like a fruit already. So how could you say the kleeper around it, the kafrisin, you're allowed to eat an orlo, luhur, it's a shame of the pri. What do you want to say? It's not called a pri yet. No, we're saying now peiros are called a pri as soon as you can snicker, as soon as you can tell it's a fruit. So these kafrisim and this shell around the avyonis was on it when they had a shame pri. So since it's shame of a pri, it should be also on our law. So how could we originally say you're allowed to eat the shell, just the fruit itself is threw away? Ella, this is the maskon is a new terrace now. Elo Amarova, hey Chayamin and Devi Shreim Alapri. When do we say something sitteth that watches the fruit? That's called Tuffle. It's called the Pri. Hey Chod the Chishaklis Land the Shemer. If you would peel off the peel, Mayis Peri, the fruit would die. That's called when it's there, even though the fruit is not ripe. It is ripe. Don't make a difference. But calls the amount that Shemer is on it. If you would peel off the Shemer, the fruit would die. That's called like tuffle to the fruit. It's called part of the fruit, and it's called tree. Abahocha mashenkein by the slat by the sevyonis that the shell around it kishaklas play. Even if you peel off this kafritz and peel off the peel, no mayis peri. Here the avyonis can live without the shomer. Therefore, it's not called the shomer. That's why even in Orlo you're allowed to eat the peels around it because these peels like don't really protect the fruit. Even if you take off the peel, still the fruit would live. So the more heavy you'll do is a mice like that. The shaklu l'neit rimoina. They took off the peel around the pomegranate. The yavish rimoina, and the pomegranate dried up. It died. That's right. That's called a good shame of the pri. Such a shame, such a peel around it is mechuyev and only. You're not allowed to eat the first 3 years. Bashen came. Shaklu the yavish the yavish rimoina and the rima and the pomegranate dried up. Another case was the shaklu lepircha debitusa. They took off this avyonis. They took off the kafritzim. It's the shell around the avyonis. V'yikayim bitusa, and still stood a long time yet. Still lived. So that's how you say. That's why he was matter by kafritzim. Because kafritzim, such a shamer. Even if you pull it off, the pri is not mate. That's not called the shame of the pri. Therefore, it's not called a tree. So that's the way Rabbi Yehuda Amarav held. That by Orla and Chutzloritz, if you have the slap tree, the only thing you have to throw away is just the Ika pri itself. But the shema, the peel around it, this peel you're allowed to eat. Why? Because this peel, even if you take it off, the pri is not made. So that's not called the shema of the pri. But Kol Ponim now it's Magayet to us, what do we do with Hilchus Brachas though? You see, according to Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, they pass on that Hilchus Orla, the shell around it is not called a pri. That's why it's Amachuiv and Orla. So before we pass the Hilchus Brachas, you make a bar priate on the shell around it. So now you don't make it. So the Gemara says, Hilchus saw. Kama baravashi. We talk a pasuk kama baravashi. The what is Zorak Yasev Yenis. The only thing he threw away was the Ika fruit itself. Of the Yochla Sakafrisin. But he ate the peel around it. It's the peel around the Yenis. It's not called the fruit. It has no been Orla on it. Or the Gemara, or me, the Lagabi Orla. La Perininu, since for Hilchus Orla, it's not called the fruit. His legabe brachas nami lat peirininum. The brachas also you don't make a bar priates anymore. Lemavachinan ale bar priates ala bar priadoma. You don't make a bar priates anymore, only a bar priadoma. It is not called a chela gadika pri, it's called like a tofum. Therefore, since it's amachuib in Allah, you only make a bar priadoma. And that's the loch like that we only make a bar priadoma. So it's magaya a little bit, there's a big shala about orange peels. If you want to eat orange peels, because even if you soak it in sugar and make it edible, it's a big shal what bracha to make. Now, Zuchmed, there are three sheets is what bracha. Some say you make a bar pri hadoma, like it says here. And some say, no, orange peels are even better. There it's mamish called the shame of the pri. So there you would make a bar pri eight. And some say, no, since it's not so edible, it's a svar, you're going to make a shakal near the bari. So Lamait tells the svar of bracha's lucky, you're going to make a shakal. You'd have a goal just to eat the orange peels without the orange itself. But sheet, if you make a bar pri on the orange itself, and you eat some of the peel, about that's a tuffle to the orange, you eat with that bracha. But if you just go to eat the peels, that's the shal exactly what bracha you have to make on the peel. So that's the maskon here. So what? That the kafrisin, this type of a fruit, only the fruit itself is called a pri, but the shell is only a bar pri adam. So the mara pil poli. Involved on the base, the 10 lines down from the bottom, for poly.
Wrong peppers. Is of Shesha Sama Shakal. You make a shakal of heated raw. Rava Lama Leiklum, that's what we passed in, it's not edible. It's a sharp red pepper, it's not edible, you don't make any broker on it. the more we use the rover the time, the rover goes according to this time. The Yomar Rover, Kaf Topoli Biyomi de Kippure. Somebody chews this pepper on Yom Kippur, which also teeth and we eat Yechayv Koris, is potter, you potter on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's not called an Achila. Just like you don't make a bracha on it, you potter on Yom Kippur. Trashi Kaf Topoli Lashin Koldov Ashodam Oichel, Shalai Kedarkri. Anything you eat that's not normally eaten is Mikri Kisitsa. That's a lotion like you're chewing it, hard chewing it. So this red hot pepper, it's not edible, normally it's you don't make a bracha, and potas rashi mikoros. If you eat it on Yom Kippur, that's not called an achilos, so you pot it. Hu adin kas zangvili, that's ginger. If you eat raw ginger, is also b'yom tikipura, on Yom Kippur, is also potas from koros. Why? Because it's not edible, raw. For the more meisva, I have a kasha on you. For your remeya oimer, Mimashma Shinema, the Torah, the Pasuk says in the Torah, the Araltem Orlosa Yaspiria. It means the payers give off first 3 years, the Orla. Is any Yodeya Sheitz Michael? Don't I know that from the tree, you could eat from the tree. El Matamad Loima Eitz Michael. Why does the Pasuk say Orla is Nageya to fruits of a tree that you could eat? Is Lahavi Eitz Shetan Eitz of a period of Shava? There are certain trees that even the bark of the tree also tastes the same way the pre tastes. The Yezer, what type of a tree does the bark of the tree taste the same way the pears taste? The apple, that's our pepper. Pepper and the tree, vice versa, both edible, both very strong. There's a lambdachor, from here we learn this postik, shall pepola in chayov and borla. Eschen that there's an issa orla on pepper. So the first 3 years the tree is growing, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. Well, the lambdachor, so shein eretisor chaser klub. Eretisor is not missing anything. Everything it even has pepper. Shenemar eretz ashaleva maskenes teichav bolechem, you won't eat like scarcely bread. You won't be missing anything. So I call upon you if the pasuk is mishabeach eretz yisrael hands or topolim mashmet edible, and if it's mechayiv and oral also it's mashmet tzipri, it's edible. So we're saying now topolim pepper is not edible. You don't make a bracha. You put on yom kippur, and here it says it's chayiv and oral or mashmet's called tzipri. Have the gemara kasha. When it's gritivosa means when it's still wet, when it's ripe, when it's young yet, then it's edible. If you let it stand, it gets dried up, then it's not edible. Then it's too strong, then you can't eat it. But when it's soft, then you can eat it. I tell you, it says gritiva, when it's still wet, to go and live, then you make a bar priyadama on this ginger or on this pepper. So that's the chilek. When the pepper is dried out, it's not edible, it'll burn you, then you don't make a bracha and you put on Yom Kippur. But when it's still young and wet, then it's pre, and you make a bracha on it, and then it's chayiv and orla. Amrilei rabbanan l'mreima. Kosan vila v'yoma de kippuri potter. What did you say before? That if you eat ginger on Yom Kippur, you potter, because it's not called an achila. For the markasha, v'oma rova, hai himlasa di astia mivei handuya. It's this himlasa, a type of a tafshul that has ginger in it, that comes from India, but then the India comes from. So you get this ginger that comes from India, you should know, sharia, you're allowed to eat it. And Rashi explains there's no issa bishalakam on it. So see, on the vorkin aleha bor priyadama, and you do make a bracha on it. So how could you say you eat raw ginger on Yom Kippur, your potter? Because it's not edible, it's not called anything. Here we see you're supposed to make a bor priyadama on raw ginger. And the Gemara the same thing with Lakasha. When ginger is still a little bit young and wet, then it's edible, you make a barfi adama. For the yaveshta, when it gets dried out already, then it's not edible, and you don't make a broch on your potter on Yom Kippur. Drashi, himlasa, litrisim balad, sharia. Ein bo, the drashi, was the chidish at smut the teeth, ein bo, loim yishum bishalochim. You don't have to be afraid that some Indians have cooked it up, and they're goyim. So the mal, bishalakum is also a teretzis, because this is nechal kamay shuchai. You could eat it raw. Any fruit that you could eat raw, there's no issa bishalakim. Even if a goyim cook it, you're allowed to eat it. But loy mishum giyum lochim. You don't have to be afraid that they cooked it in their pots and maybe it has treifas in it. Because usually the klal is a pot is ain't a b'nei yoimon and it doesn't have its mutter. Hindu is a drashi kushim. So that's the teretz of both pepper and both the ginger. That when it's dried out, it's not edible. When it's wet, it's edible. So the Gemara, chovitz kederim. Chovitz kederim is a type of a cereal. Trashi chovitz kedera min meichel kofu, your thick meichel, thick food, kemoi cholav, shechavtsua bekeva, just like you make cottage cheese, you make cheese. Kain oisem meichel kofu the kedera, the kama forish law, let explains what does this chavitz have. It has kimcha, has a lot of flour inside it, the dubsha and honey, or mishkan, you put oil in it, the korale avrushti. The kid said ingredients is flour, honey, and oil. That's what this chovitz keder is. So the Gemara of a chen daisa. Daisa is like trashy daisa shochitim. That's wheat. Ketusha b'machteshes. You already chopped up the wheat. It's type of a cereal, like farina. You eat cereal. And what bracha do you make on it? We have yudirom shakul yibdvor. You only make a bracha shakul on it. We have kan omar of kana says no. Bori minim zaynis. That's how we paskin. We'll soon see why. So the Gemara. The dice are great if you only have cereal made out of the wheat. So pshita, kuli yamalei pligi de bar mir mezainis. Havad, you make a bar mir mezainis out of it. You crushed up the wheat. And it's a tafshul, it's like cereal now. You make a bar mir mezainis on it. Ki pligi, where's the machlek is? The dice, when you have the cereal, kain chavetz kedera. When you have like a chavetz kedera, means there are more ingredients than just the flour. There's also honey inside and also oil. So you have three ingredients. So now the shalom is, what's the ikar of the ingredients? We have Yehuda, Rama, Shahakoyol, Sova, Dub, Shikta. The ikar you want is the honey. And the honey you make a shakon near the varoy. So therefore he holds, even though you have flour, still the gold boss of the ikar. The ikar is honey, you make a shakon. For the loch, we hold like Rav Kana, Rav Kana, Amar, no, Rav Kana, Amar, Bari, Mine, Mizoinis. We make a Bari, Mizoinis. Even though there's more honey, and you want the ikar as the honey, still you make a Bari, Mizoinis. Why? Sova, Smi, the ikar. Because the yikr is the flour. Flour is choshev, and that's not bottle. Trash yomer, mor amr rab yasev, kavosit rab kana mistarv. We pass him like rab kana. The rab and shmuel, the yomer tavayu, it's a cloud that rab and shmuel said, kol, any type of a food, sheyesh po yom hachamesha saminim, that has inside it flour from the five grains, from wheat or barley or spelt or rye or oats, is mavorachin olav boromine mazonis. He always make a boromine mazonis on it. His flour is never bottle. Even though we'll see later, other maicholim, you always go to bust the roif of it, or else the ikar purpose you want to eat. That's called the ikar. But by flour, it's not that way. Flour is a choshev thing, and that's never bottled. So as long as you have the flour there, or the purpose of eating the flour, it makes it more than just taste good. It makes it filling. You always make a baroni mezainis on it. The Taz at the end says here, the chenotech shkedim, if somebody puts flour into almonds, if you put the flour inside the shkeit and the amid, that you should be satisfied from the flour, then you make a baruni mezainis. Even though the ikur is the amids, but since you're putting flour in the amids, and the flour is there to make you full, to make you, it's a meichem, it's never bottle. Of a chiddush, we in the dabi, the alma, if you only put flour just to make it stick together, then ain't sort of a baruni mezainis. Then you don't have to make it. And that's halacha. Amor, you put flour into substance just to make it stick together, to make it more fluffy. Amor, they put flour into gewilte fish. Amor, they put matzah mel into hamburgers. So it's a question then what bracha you should make really. As if the flour, matzah mel is just put there just to keep the meat together or to make it fluffy, then avada the ikar is the meat, you make a shakal. But let's say you would put the flour inside the hamburger, mamish, to make it fully. You want to have this hamburger with flour. The flour should be eaten like it's like a type of a Michael. Then you make a baroni mezainis on it. But that's the cloud that Rav and Shmuel, whenever you have wheat flour in there, the purpose of eating this flour, to give it a good time and it be edible, you always make a baroni mezainis. Magufa. Rav and Shmuel, Yama Tavaya. Rav and Shmuel both said, Kol sheyesh po yom chamesh saminim, anything that has inside it from the chamesh saminim, like they said, you have almonds, and you have some flour inside it, you make a baroni mezainis, even though the ikar you're eating the purpose is for the amins, but since the flour is there, not only to give substance, but to be soyed halev, to fill you up, you make a mezainis. There's another member from Rav Shmuel. They said like this, Kol shehu mechameshes haminim, mevorchin olav baroni mezainis. Whichever is from the five minei grains, you make a baroni mezainis. And the five minim is, we said, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. So the two members of Rav and Shmuel, either kol sheyeshboi, any type of a food that has inside it flour, or else kol shehu, anything that it itself is from the chamesh minim. So the more tzurich, we need both of the members. The Yashmin and Kol Shehu would only say any grain that is from these five minim, any food you make a mezainis, have a minim mishum b'yisabenim. Only because you have wheat flour, or you have barley flour, it's ben, then you make a burning mezainis. Aval adei tarubis, let's say you mix this flour into almonds, and you have it adei tarubis now, maybe loy, maybe then we'd say yikka kavlanu titi almonds, you'd make a burning creates only. Kamash mulan kol sheyesh. That's Rabbi Shmuel.